You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I had my regular catch-up on the issues facing women in Aotearoa with Minister for Women Jan Tinetti. This week, we spoke about an agreement made between the DHBs and the Public Service Association regarding a pay increase for administrative and clerical workers in the health sector. We discussed what work the Labor government is doing to address pay inequity in women-dominated workforces, and also whether this work can actually impact the day-to-day culture of workplaces that typically undervalue women employees. Last week, it was announced that an initial agreement between the DHBs and the Public Service Association on pay equity for clerical and administrative staff was made. Could you explain this agreement and why it is important?
So this is a really exciting agreement. The Public Service Association have been working on this agreement for quite some time. In fact, about 18 months ago, I accepted a petition in Parliament because this had gone on for a wee while, but now this has come to fruition and an offer's been made of that will see a pay lift of up to $2,500 per annum for the thousands of women and a few men who are working in that sector. So that offer's been made and it's going to go out to ratification to their members. So PSA have decided to take that out. It's really exciting because it's another step towards pay equity and for better and fairer pay conditions for those workforces that are made mainly of women. And really, really exciting.
It does feel like there is often stories in the news about pay inequity for industries that are dominated by women, such as other health industries. Like, I know the nurses' organisation is frequently requesting increased pay. What other work is the Labor government doing to address pay inequity in female-dominated workforces?
So, as you know, we have the Act that came into force recently, just a few weeks ago, that has made a fairer pathway going forward, or a clearer pathway, I should say, going forward for women. But we know that there's more work to do. So something that needs addressing is that secrecy around pay rates. It's not served women well in getting fair deals, and it is something that we're looking into. As I say, way more work to do in that space, but we have pledged to make it easier for women to gain pay equity in their organisation or across the industry. So we've looked into things like increased transparency on pay rates.
Now, is addressing pay inequity enough? How can government work turn around a culture in workplaces that typically undervalues women employees?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question because I think that there's a wider conversation to be had there. One of the things that I'm really clear about is that we need to have an open and transparent conversation around how we can encourage women into many different forms of work and how we can encourage a safe workspace for women. So that's an ongoing conversation that has to happen, but it can't be just a conversation. We need to have some actions that come out of that as well.
And is it one of those things when government gets involved with something like the culture of a workplace, it feels a little top down and not necessarily work as closely to the ground, I suppose, as an employee is? Do you think that's quite difficult to enforce changes that the government makes or work that the government does within the actual day-to-day life of a workplace?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things in there. I think that there's a conversation that needs to happen, and it's not happening without having the government input as well. So I think that has to happen. But remember that we've also got some great examples in New Zealand of industries who have set up specific plans and strategies to attract women. So we've got example, for example, women in the fire service, women in police, women in engineering, that those industries have actually taken that on board themselves to come up with strategies of how they can encourage women more into their sector. So they're actually relying on that, doing that work without having that government input. It's just sometimes we need to get that going across more sectors. So therefore we can take those examples and use those to actually encourage that we can get more women into other sectors other than those ones that are already working on it.
That was Minister for Women, Jan Tinetti, speaking on the agreement made between DHBs and the PSA regarding increased pay for some workers in the health sector.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.